Hey, Attainable listeners. Your host, Amy Powell here, founder and coach at Attainable. In today's bonus episode, I am going to share my thoughts around living our best, happy lives, why it's important, and why it's so hard for us to do. We are also doing a mini celebration of Attainable's one-year anniversary, a little late on the podcast, but anniversaries and celebrations are always worth noting. So why is it important for us to find happiness and live our best lives? Listen in to find out. Let's go. So as you heard in the intro, Attainable turned one last month, September 9th to be exact. When I started this platform for an inclusive, impact-driven community, what is Attainable, I wanted to focus solely on environmental sustainability, so that's what I did. I didn't know anything about the science and process around creating environmental impact. I just knew that our planet was in trouble and that I wanted to help. Over the last year, I've connected with thought leaders, entrepreneurs, and brands in the environmental space, searching for as much expert advice and inspiration that I could to clarify the niche and service offering that Attainable would take on to create positive environmental impact in our community. It was in the same year that I came across the results of a survey taken by the Huffington Post. In the survey, 700 people were asked the same one question. If you could say in one word what you want more of in life, what would that be? 10 top words were pulled, and the number one answer was happiness. At first, I wasn't surprised because I wanted more happiness in my life too, but then I stopped to think. If 700 people, and I'm sure billions of others around the world, want more happiness, what is holding us back from achieving it? Every human I've ever known to want something does everything in their power to get that thing immediately. They become expert negotiators, creative manipulators, and pro salespeople in order to achieve this said thing. So what's so different about happiness, and why can't people seem to easily achieve more of it? This is when I came to an important distinction and conclusion. As you've heard me say so many times before, our planet is out of balance, which means it is an unhealthy and unhappy environment for many of the same reasons that humans are unhappy in their lives. I saw a direct connection and cause and effect between these two things. Let me explain. The very same brands and companies that are depleting our Earth of its natural resources, filling our oceans with plastics and toxic chemicals, and polluting our air are similarly selling humans happiness in the form of a new product, a new diet, and or various other quote-unquote must-have things that we believe will help us get closer to living a fulfilling and happy life. But instead of giving us real happiness, these companies and brands are cluttering our homes, draining our bank accounts, and filling our heads with insecurities and false hopes. We haven't found happiness, and instead we've seemed to have lost sight of who we are as confident individuals because we're now obsessed with looking like that girl or boy in the advertisement. And it's almost as if we can't connect to our real feelings and our true desires because we're so focused on finding happiness from exterior places and not from where it's really hiding, from within us. It's on this principle that Attainable is zooming out to understand the root cause of this unhappy and unhealthy situation we found ourselves in. Humans are taught to consume because it makes us happy, yet our planet cannot maintain a healthy living environment for us if we continue to consume in the way we are. Something's gotta give in this intertwined cause and effect connection. And I believe happiness and supporting humans in cultivating their true happiness within is the answer. So where can we find happiness? As you've heard me say before, we live in a capitalist world and are part of a consumer culture. Our society has taught us that extrinsic goals, i.e. external rewards and recognition, such as money, image, and status are more important and hold more value for us in society than focusing on intrinsic goals, i.e. internal development such as personal growth, personal and professional relationships, and fulfilling our individual sense of purpose and community. And because of this, we've all grown up wanting to be quote unquote good members of society who quote unquote fit in and who aspire to living the quote-unquote American dream. In an extrinsically happy world, we are expected to spend our hard-earned cash and shop till we drop because we think that new products prove to our friends that we're cool. In an extrinsically happy world, we're expected to count calories and eat like a bird because that's what everyone else does to look good, and we want to look good too. We stay connected to our phones because we hate having FOMO, and we want to be available at all times, even though we don't realize we're missing out on the real life that's happening around us. Extrinsic values don't create real happiness. Instead, they create overwhelm, anxiety, stress, and exhaustion from working so hard to keep up with others' values and be someone who we're not. In reality, society can't tell us what makes us happy. Intrinsically, happiness comes from within each one of you. There's no one-size-fits-all or universal definition for what happiness means. Money can't buy happiness, but companies and brands don't want you to know that. Happiness is something that you feel. It's something that each individual defines for themselves. It comes from within. So what makes you happy? What would living your best life look like? Are you living it right now? Why don't you live your best life right now? What's in your way? If you're getting stuck with these questions, don't worry. It's normal. Remember, brands and companies are really good, like subliminally good, at training our brains to look for happiness in places where it doesn't exist. And that's why I'm here. That's why Attainable is shifting our perspective to look more holistically at sustainability so we can help our communities and our planet support each other and thrive together. I'll close with this. At Attainable, we give you permission to question everything. We give you permission to challenge the status quo. We give you permission to feel your feelings and take back your identity. We give you permission to make your own rules based on your own desires. Follow along as we give you more tips to finding and cultivating your true happiness from within so you can live your best happy life. Remember, we give you permission to live your best life. And if you're still getting stuck, that's why I'm here. I help individuals uncover and cultivate true internal happiness by clearing out the things in your way. Are you ready to cultivate your true happiness from within? Let's chat to see how I can support you in living your best happy life. Let's go.